Jesus, I feel God speaking. Some of us are wondering, oh, I have only this much of love for God. I don't have this much. What do I do? Mm-hmm. But God says, whatever you have, if it's this or, whether it's this or this or this, this, just express it. God wants us to express whatever we have for Him. The measure, it is okay. We know God. He is gracious and He is ready to take, accept whatever little we have for Him. I don't know who's wondering about it, but this is what God's saying. Whatever you have, express it to me.
You know what? Some of us may be wondering, who is this God that we worship? And I just want to read from Revelation 4. Okay? At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and ruby. A rainbow that shone like an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne, there were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were all dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings and peals of thunder. And in front of the throne, there were seven lamps blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also in front of the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal. And in the center around the throne, there were four living creatures. They were covered with eyes in the front and the back. The first looked like a lion, the second like an ox. The third had a face of a man, and the fourth was flying like an eagle. And you know what these four creatures did? Day and night, they never stopped saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and is to come." And just by reading this, there's so much description about these four living creatures, and it's almost magical. And yet, they're the ones worshiping Jesus. They're the ones worshiping somebody else. And if they look so majestic and so powerful, imagine what Jesus looks like. Imagine who you're worshiping, the God you're worshiping. Whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, the 24 elders, all of them, they just fall down before Him. And they just worship Him forever and ever. All they can say is, "You are worthy, O God, to receive honor, glory, power, and everything, because You created all things, and all things were created by You. And in You, all things have their being." So this is the God we serve, guys. And when we give our worship to Him, He loves it. We don't look anything like these 24 elders or these four creatures. I mean, they must be like really, really powerful. But God loves our worship.
Yes.
Yeah? Wow. Yeah.
to share something. When the Bible talks about sins, it doesn't say, okay, these sins or these sins. There's no category. It's all the sins. Whatever kind of sin it is, all kinds of sins are forgiven through Jesus, through His blood. And that's amazing. That's really amazing. Who does that? Who forgives such really, really bad sins, right? And what can our response be to Him? What can our response to Jesus be? Yeah, we worship Him. We thank Him. Continuously. Day by day, day after day. So let's continue to give that worship to Him that He deserves. Feel free to stand.
There is a King who bore the scars of healing. There is a Son who came in grace and truth. How great the love that carries us to kindness. Wonderful. There is a King who bore the scars of healing. There is a Son who came in grace and truth. How great the love that carries us to kindness. Be glorified.
His presence is here to heal minds this morning. There's someone here who's been suffering with depression, and you've even had suicidal thoughts. And he wants to set you free this morning, because only he has the right to give and take away life. That's in his hands. No mountain too hard to climb, no valley too deep for Jesus. Amen. Okay? Amen. So the way to be set free is first repent. Say, God, that was not for me to think about. I'm sorry that I even thought of giving up when you are hope eternal. And when you say that, His Spirit is going to come and deliver you and set you free. That depression is going to lift in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I'm not going to ask this person to identify themselves because it is sensitive, but can all of us, when one part of the body suffers, everyone suffers? Can we all raise our hands to God?
Amen.
So the person doesn't feel isolated.
Yes.
And say, God, I too have mental issues, worries maybe, and I'm handing it over to you, and yes. I repent for worrying.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Because worry is lack of faith.
Yes.
And without faith, it is impossible to please
Amen.
God.
Amen.
So, Amen. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. And we break this spirit of depression that has got this person in a hold, and we loose that person in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we command every tormenting spirit Amen. To leave this person.
Yes.
That may the Prince of Peace reside in his or her heart
Amen.
From this day onward. Never again to be tormented by these vile thoughts. Thank you that you have given us eternal life, eternal hope, and eternal joy.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Just, you know, Romans chapter 5 verse 5 says this, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. You know, even as we are worshiping this morning, God's presence is here. And we'll take one more song. And if you want God's love to be poured out into your heart this morning, you're saying, I want God's love in my heart. Would you just sing that song, lift your hands, and say, Lord, I'm here. Fill me with your love. Pour out your love into my heart through the Holy Spirit. Okay? And Jesus will do that. Right? So you're coming empty, and you're saying, I want the love of God poured out into my heart. I want the Holy Spirit. Shall we respond to that?
Yes. Amen. Where would I run but to that throne of mercy? Where would I kneel but at the cross of grace? How great a love, how strong the hands that hold us. So beautiful, so beautiful. Where would I run, where would I run but to the throne of mercy? Where would I kneel but Jesus.